What? What was that?
What?
I heard you did something over there.
Nah.
I fucking heard it.
Don't worry about it, BG.
It was a noise. You got your own sound effects now.
Man.
Think you're special.
Man.
Think you're radical. Give me this thing here.
It's about time I got things under my control around here.
Yeah, well.
I don't think so, my dude.
That's how we do that around
okay.
These parts.
Fair enough.
Yeah. You know what I like about sound effects is that they convey in sound effect form something I can't convey in with my own voice. Because I suck at sound effects.
Something to work at, though. I've been thinking we have a sound effect contest someday.
I agree. That's a good idea.
For the future. Something to think about. Something to chew on.
Like you know how when you get a steak and you chew on the fat?
Yeah?
Yeah, that's good. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
All right.
I'm not even going
to Welcome to the Highbrower Half Hour.
Chew the fat, what?
Highbrower@yahoo.com. Email us with the sweetness. And we had a guarantee, I guess, this week. And we won't give your name out.
No.
It's a Highbrower guarantee.
Well, I think that's part of the problem.
People don't want us to read their names. But why would we?
I don't know. Because they're emailing us.
Yeah, but it's funny.
So, we got a guarantee. Email us, no real names.
People aren't as brazen as us. We're fucking pioneers.
We're blazing a path.
We blaze a trail. So, speaking of blazing trails, nobody would have this guy on the air except for us. The Beav is back with us today.
Beav?
What is up, my dudes?
What's up, Beaver? How'd the week treat you?
It was pretty horrible, dude.
Yeah? Why?
Well, you know.
No, I don't know.
No reason.
Interesting, as usual.
Well, I'm glad he's back.
Yeah, he's a great asset.
glad we brought him back.
Oh, the Beaver. What a character you are. I'm happy to have you.
Thank you.
So, Tom, remember last week when I cut you off on the music bit on the end when you wanted to sing your favorite Spice Girls part?
Remember, I can't stop thinking about
You're
it.
You're all angry about it. You've been angry about that all week, and you wanted a chance now to redeem yourself?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm not going to let you dictate the terms of when we make up.
But you have to.
Why?
Because this is the highbrow half
hour. This is the highbrow, but I think a little conflict would be good for the show.
Why don't you sing a song?
So I'm not going to sing a song.
Sing a song for us.
I'm not going to sing a song.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to let my buddy
Who?
Back from the 80s.
Okay.
When we first met, I'm going to let him sing us a song.
All right.
Okay?
Well, yeah, okay, I'm ready.
Find it.
I thought you had it ready to go.
I did. All right, here we go.
This is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down.
Interesting.
I'd like to take a minute and just sit right there.
Who's going to sing this one?
I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
Anybody who wants to. I just think it's a modern day fairy tale.
Beep, 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 beep. Beep. Let me do this. Is there going to be some singing involved? I mean, what's going on here?
I'm just letting him do the singing, man. But I want to tell you.
He's sticking it to you, dude.
That's not cool.
Yeah.
Not into being stuck to.
Because I know how much you hate the show.
I do hate the show. It's the worst show ever. I don't know how. It was only on for, what, three or four seasons?
Like 10.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was on for 8 years.
I know the actual number. It was 6 seasons, dude.
6 seasons. Then they switched the mom in the last season. And they made a reference to, this is the long version.
Yeah, the Titania at Titania. Tatiana M.
Tatiana Ali.
Oh, my God.
Who was hotter, Tatiana Ali or...
She was. No, no question.
No. No, no.
No question. Hands down. You ever see that episode where she's in the bikini walking around?
Yes, Beef. Who's hotter?
Hillary.
Hillary is a fucking angel among normal life-size regular women.
You guys don't understand anything about
anything. She's a fucking beauty, dude. She could, it was said before, she could win Ebony Beauty of the Week. I mean, Jet Beauty of the Week.
I'm cutting this.
Okay.
I'm cutting this.
I had
it. Was the worst revenge ever, dude.
Yeah.
Now we can make up. Now we're friends again.
That's bullshit, man. I'm not a fan of that move you did. You pulled a fucking, you pulled a swine move.
Because you're trying to make you sing today. No, I'm not singing on your, I'm not your monkey.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not your,
my total monkey.
No.
I wish I had a monkey sound effect.
I wish I had I used to write essays when I was in like fifth grade about how I wanted a monkey pet and all the things it would do.
But they did it on Friends.
No, but I actually would write the essays.
Okay.
And it was cool.
All right.
Because they used to, like, swing from the chandelier and stuff.
No, they don't do that.
No, but I'm telling you about my essay. Sometimes I feel...
What?
You don't listen to me, and it hurts my feelings.
No, I don't. I don't listen to you. Yeah.
Well, you're going to hear me a lot.
I'm self-centered, man.
You're going to listen to me a lot.
I listen to myself. Read the mailbag, bro.
I got the mailbag.
Let's hear it.
Hit the music.
Which one's the music?
The music. Yeah.
Music! Oh, what the fuck was that? Oh, that was that. I don't know what happened.
False alarm to the thunder.
That was the thunder round. What do we got in the mailbag?
We got a couple mailbags today.
Let's hear them.
Let me get my mailbag voice.
Okay.
Dear TJ and BG, I'm so sick of assholes like you two thinking you can do and say whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the quality? I bet you guys are both chubby losers and smell bad and lick each other's farts. Get a life and or do a better show. Show suggestions. This guy's got some show suggestions.
We don't lick each other's farts.
No.
That's gross.
But I would do it if it was on video.
Yeah. No, you wouldn't.
Not really a radio bit.
You anyway. Lick a fart? How do you even lick a fart? That's the question.
I don't know. But he goes on. Can I continue?
Yeah.
Show suggestions for you guys. Ice cream socials and who can chew a potato chip more times contest, etc., etc.
That's the fucking stupidest thing I ever heard.
Now that you have some good ideas, have at it. Sincerely, your number one fan, Fat Puddles. I don't know. So we got that going for us.
Oh, man, that's good stuff. I don't know what to say to this fucking asshole.
Chubby losers smell bad and
lick each other's farts.
He's got us pegged for the most part.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's like he knows us. It's like he's one of us.
It's like he's one of us.
It's like he's here with us in the studio right now.
Oh, man.
What do you got to say to that, man?
I don't really
think we're. You think we're shite? Is that what this guy's saying?
Well, our hits are down this week.
He wants us to do ice cream socials on the air? What kind of radio is that?
It is an ice cream social.
It's like where you get together and have ice cream in like a gymnasium in a school. It's stupid. It's like it's not air material. And a potato chip chewing contest?
It's got potential, I think.
Let's
not write that off.
I mean, if you make noises, you're like... That's...
Let's not write that off so soon.
Yeah.
I just like potato chips.
I like potato chips.
Wavy, though.
No.
Little TG fact.
Not a fan.
What?
Why do you like wavy? You feel like you can get more dip on the waves or something?
No, I'm not a dipper.
No?
No dip.
What about French onion dip?
No.
I mean, what are they, onion dip? That's it. Read the next email.
Okay. All right, we got a dear BG and TJ this time. So you're first in this one. I was first last one.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah.
Respect. It's mutual admiration.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm a soccer mom who keeps herself in pretty good shape.
Nice.
I mean, yoga, Pilates, Biggest Loser, Do It At Home DVDs.
I got a top bun.
I
something.
Do what I can, you know?
Nice little belly.
Tight bellies.
You know,
Anyway, yeah. I caught my 13-year-old listening to your show, and I made him promise me he wouldn't listen to it until he was at least 18.
What?
Yeah. But...
Why, because we say fuck?
I guess. Well, you say it a lot.
You said it earlier.
I don't think I said it once.
Nah, that's true, you didn't.
In my life. But, actually, the first time I think I said it out loud was when my friend took this big ice chunk and just dropped it on my nards when I was laying in the snow.
In your whole life? If it's the first time you ever said fuck?
Yeah, I was like 16.
Wow,
he just came
crazy.
Over this big ice chunk and dropped it on me.
Why would he drop an ice chunk on your nards?
I don't know.
Your nardicles.
Unprovoked, I might add.
What a fucking anus
That's
face.
That's in here nor there.
All right.
Okay. But that doesn't mean mom can't have a little fun.
Okay. That's always how penthouse letters start.
Well,
it's always perverted.
I find your frank talk refreshing, and your voices are both silky smooth and dangerously bassy. Each episode is like slipping into a soft robe after a steamy hot bath.
Ooh, that's like fucking.
I'm getting worked up.
Sensual.
Keep up the good work, boys. Love, the Brower MILF.
Ooh, man, send us some fucking pictures. You nasty baby. That's what I'm talking about.
Beav, you want some pictures?
Oh yeah.
Them pics, some pic flicks.
That's quality, man.
So we got some listeners.
Yeah, well, that makes me happy. Did I already give out the details about where to email us?
I don't know.
I'm going to do it one more time. I can't remember. Highbrower@yahoo.com. Don't forget, without you, we ain't got shit. Remember I said that one time?
Yeah, it's our catchphrase.
Yeah.
We got a couple others.
Said it again.
Got Sweet You. We got...
Sweet You. Sweet You.
Email the show. We don't use your real name. I got one for you.
What's that? You got an email?
No. New catchphrase. I'm working at it.
Oh, what's what you got?
That's only in the morning. You're supposed to be up cooking breakfast or somebody, and so that's like an alarm clock. Woo woo!
Yeah, I like it.
You like that one?
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
That's a front and a back.
Is that rub bub?
Yeah, it's that bub rub.
Bub rub. Tom.
What do you want to woo woo?
Sorry. Yes, sir.
You know what I was thinking about? Zombies.
Oh, I love zombies. No, I hate zombies.
And how the whole zombie apocalypse thing would be awesome for me because I wouldn't have to go to work anymore. And also...
That's why you're on board?
Yeah. That's why everybody... We talked about this before. Yeah. But
I got my own theory, though.
Yeah?
I'm working at it.
Let's hear it.
You want to hear it?
Yep.
All right, it's going to take a couple minutes. You ready?
That's fine. Time I got.
Beav, you comfy?
Hey, hey.
We're going to ease into this
Let me play you some zombie music.
All right.
It's tense violin.
Yeah.
It's tense, because zombie shit is tense, man.
Sometimes.
All right.
All right.
That's it.
Okay. That was a little...
I'm so tense.
I guess you call it an essay. You want to get a shoulder up going or something?
Yeah.
I'm good at that. Get those knots.
Nice.
I got a little... It's like an essay, but you can feel free to chime in as I go.
Okay.
It's more of a...
Is it like one of your essays about monkeys?
No. No monkey. Well, is there a monkey in here?
That's usually how it starts, isn't it?
Yeah.
Some sort of rabid monkey.
Okay. Well, here we go. Okay. I'm a little nervous.
Spit it.
Sweating a little
Relax,
bit.
Relax, man. Breathe. Go.
Just another chubby loser.
Just pretend like you slipped on a hot robe after you got out of a cold bath.
Cold bath. All right. That helps. All right. My TJ zombie theory. Here we go.
Let's hear it.
All right. So zombies have been pretty popular the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's reanimated corpse eye, a genetic experiment gone awry,
mm-hmm.
or some sort of mind-altering virus.
Mm-hmm. What? Sorry. That was funny.
There's been all sorts of different ways to get you to the same place.
Yep.
A bunch of scary, mindless freaks that used to be your mother, neighbor, countrymen trying to eat your entrails.
Mm-hmm.
So we watch the movies and shows. We read old books with zombies inserted into them, like Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies. We nibble on human flesh from time to time to see what it tastes like. We're obsessed. If they make a TV show called Brady Bunch Zombies, it would be the highest-rated TV show of all time.
Mm.
That's a hint, by the way.
Is it?
I'm working at it.
Okay.
The question is, though, how do we get here?
Brady Bunch Zombies.
So that's my question. How do we get here? I'm going to continue.
Okay, I'm listening.
So some people who think they're smarter than me will argue that zombies represent the chaos in society, the unknown monster inside all of us. Some might argue that zombie stories are a way to study the human condition.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I think all those people are idiots.
Mm.
I think it goes above just enjoying stories about zombies. I think we want an outbreak. We hope that zombies will overrun the streets. Society craves a zombie apocalypse.
I agree with that because I always thought that people... They want to be the star when the zombie thing breaks out,
yep.
you know?
I'm glad you said that.
They always think they're going to be the ones who survive.
I'm glad you said that. Everyone has this little part in their brain that thinks, when called upon, they can be a hero.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone thinks they're going to be the one trucking across the country looking for survivors, Twinkies, or love in between epic close calls with hordes of the undead.
Mm-hmm.
They think they're the ones who'll be lopping off their coworker's head with makeshift weapons they ingeniously fashion with household items, or suddenly they'll have access to unlimited ammo and have become a perfect shot and proficient in firearms just because someone wants to chew their arm like corn.
I hear you.
And dropping sweet-ass one-liners along the way.
Yeah. Well, for the most part, zombies are an easy target because they're slow moving.
Depends on the movie.
Yeah.
Right. That's where it gets holes in it sometimes, I feel.
That's way scarier when they're faster, though.
Right.
And, like, strong and scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I go on to say that the fact of the matter is, in the very unlikely event of the zombie apocalypse, the only thing you're going to be using your zombie survival guide for is a useless projectile seconds before a zombie tears open your neck with his teeth.
Because... I've been listening to the zombie survival guide audiobook.
How'd that go for you?
It's horrifying, man. Like, if you actually, like, think about what it would take to survive an actual zombie apocalypse... It's just like, fuck it, shoot me in the goddamn head, man.
Exactly, because the way I see it, if the streets are filled with zombies, even the slow ones, it would be only a matter of time before either the number games caught up with you or you did something stupid. Because if Aunt Gertrude turns into a zombie at dinner and you aren't going to bust out four backflips, slide across the linoleum, grab the spare chainsaw from the pantry and take out a little Gert. What you're going to do, BG, Beav, what you're going to do is you're going to scream, be frozen in your chair, shit your pants, and die.
I would shit my pants.
Okay, and then, depending on what type of zombie Aunt Gert is, you'll probably be reanimated and eat your kid.
Yeah.
So, chew on that for a while.
There's an interesting topic. How many times have you guys shit your pants?
Oh, God damn it. Why did you bring it up?
The people want to know.
Yeah. Do tell, BG. Do tell.
I don't want to tell.
How many times?
Yeah, I mean, you don't need specifics. How many times is it? Just a number.
In my whole life?
Yeah, in your whole life.
Does,
not counting diapers.
Right. Does shitting on your rug whilst naked count as shitting your pants?
I'm gonna allow that.
Three.
Three times.
Three times.
Yeah.
Well,
what about you?
One that I can remember.
Nice.
On the bus.
Nice.
Roughly
how old?
Nine?
Oh, wow.
Ten?
Mine was
do tell.
This happened to me like this year.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it happened to me what that
were
is.
You sick?
Yeah, I was kind of sick, but I was coughing, and like I had like this wicked cough fit, and I was going to blast a toot, and one no toot. Tell you that right now.
One no toot.
It was not beneficial to my well-being. It was sad. So, speaking of... butts. We'll go over to the next part of the butt. Or, I mean, the part next to the butt, which is the vagina.
Mm.
On women, obviously.
All right. Yeah.
And I think we're going to do a little thing today where
What are we talking about? The beaver?
Yeah. The beaver.
Mm.
We're going to do a little thing today where I try to name all the parts in the vagina.
Oh.
Because, you know, that's a mystery down there.
Yeah.
TJ, you should bring up that vagina schematic.
Oh, okay, let me get that up here. And it's up.
And then after...
Whoa, what the hell is that thing?
Dude, it's a map.
Looks like Christ on the cross.
Looks like a contravillain.
It'll crucify you. God.
No, contravillain? No.
I don't think so, my dude.
That game?
Contravillain. It looks like a contravillain.
Yeah, that old game.
All right, here we go.
No?
Okay. I know what you're saying. I sucked at that game.
It was
the worst.
So good.
I don't like
second
to talk
one.
About it. Okay. Any of them, I was super contra.
Well, I think that we're going to play... I'd like to play a little game with the BG.
Okay.
How many parts of the vag can you name off the top of your head without cheating?
I'm not going to cheat.
I know. I trust you.
Okay.
And then, according to this schematic, there's about 20 of them.
Schematic.
I Googled vagina schematic, and
that's what
it came
up. Okay. And here we go. labia majora.
Yes.
Labia minora.
Yes.
Clitoris, or clitoris, however you want to say it.
I'm not sure the technical name, if that is, but it's not labeled here.
It's on there.
It's not on this one.
It's a fucking part of it.
I know it is, but that might be the...
Vulva.
Sure.
Ovaries.
Yeah, a couple of those.
Vaginal lining.
Sure.
Nice. I just made that one up, I thought.
What's that? You've got some crazy names.
Well, I don't know the scientific terms.
What's what we know?
I'm calling them by their street names.
Street names.
I
gotta get a
the
index.
Hole.
Oh, the external OS. Sure.
Yeah, the hole.
Yeah.
The whiz hole.
Wait, the what?
You know, the hole where they whiz.
Their vagina.
Yeah.
That's the urethra, dude.
Wait, there's two holes?
Yeah, dude.
I'm not convinced.
Hmm.
That's creepy.
Ooh.
You're right. It is a urethra.
Two holes. For sure.
There's two holes.
I don't want to think about it. Even...
The baby comes out one, the pee-pee out the other, dude.
I thought that's they all came out the one chute.
No, dude. I thought that for a long time, but I got educated.
I don't believe it.
Gross.
We gotta get a female on here to tell us the truth.
Yeah. All right, females, email us what you think they're called.
Got anything else here?
What you go by? No, I'm all out.
You're missing an easy one.
I said the hole.
Yeah. the hole.
I got nothing. What else?
Come
is
on.
There? What else is there? All
right.
Should I know it?
Maybe.
The vagina.
Well, yeah, but all right. Beav.
Yes, dude.
You've broken a few of these in your day.
oh yeah.
The hymen?
Yeah, absolutely. Big old hymen buster.
Hymen buster, that's gross.
Sounds like a wrestling finisher move.
Yeah.
I got the fallopian tube. Is the
uterine. Oh, yeah.
Then you got the uterine cavity.
Yeah.
Then there's a whole bunch of other crazy things here that I don't think really exist, like the isthmus.
Isn't that like a type of paper that tests the alkaline and like a... In the pool water?
Oh, that litmus test.
Oh, that's litmus.
Yeah. I think isthmus is like a geography term, right?
Wasn't he the Nintendo character with the wings and the...
That was Icarus.
Oh, Icarus. Okay. Not part
like
of the
isthmus of Panama, right?
Yeah, something it's like three sides or something? Yeah, two sides by water?
Something like that.
Crazy vagina.
It's two sides by water. Yeah, you're right, dude.
Vaginas, man. Who even knows
what's
going on?
I don't know. I mean, what does the myometrium do?
I never heard of it.
It does nothing.
Is that the part that grabs the cock? Like that?
What was that, son? Oh, man.
Quality beaver action. What are you looking at?
The Bartholin gland. It looks like they got a couple of those.
Got a couple glands?
A couple Bartholin glands.
You know what's cool about the fucking wang? It's only a wang. It's got a wang and some balls. And that's your whole deal. That's your package.
Yep.
Oh, everything comes out the same hole, and you're
but
done.
That's troublesome sometimes.
No, you just clean it up. Well, that was a very interesting topic. So let's move on to the next thing.
I sure love to move on to the next thing.
Yeah, me too. Let's do. You guys, new segment.
Yeah, we got a couple new segments, but you guys make me uncomfortable sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dicks.
Yeah.
Too many dicks.
Too many.
You think I'm gay?
I'm thinking that's the on the over-under of gay and not gay, I think you're gay.
Everybody thinks I'm gay?
That's the emails I'm getting.
I didn't hear any. You didn't read any emails about me being a fucking fruitcake?
I don't want to get in your head, so I shuffle them over to the next
folder.
That's
a good thing, because I'm not gay. I'm a hetero. Not that there's anything wrong with being a homo. But how come, this is a question I've always had, is how come hetero is a straight male or a female, straight anything, and homo means you're a gay bot. Like homo sapien isn't a gay sapien.
But it should be.
So how come a homosexual...
That's hot.
Is it hot, homo sapien?
I don't know. What do I look like? A fucking marine biologist or something?
Yeah, I don't know. I just wondered if you'd ever heard anything about that. Because I thought it was interesting.
No.
I'm not gay. Yeah. Definitely not gay.
Okay, I don't... Whatever, dude.
I don't take baths with dudes.
The beef used to take some baths.
The beef did used to take. He had to fucking split out of this piece real quick. But I think he would tell a story about how when he was with his cousin, they used to take baths up into their teens.
If you ever want to see a freaking, what do you call him, Bigfoot, freaking abominable shaggy man or something.
Abominable snowman?
That's him. Hair from head to toe.
Oh, no, he's gross.
Yeah. Clog up a bathtub real quick. Yeah. His cousin, that is, not the beaver.
Right. Well, the beach area, too, because he's a beaver.
I'm always thinking that maybe at some point they had to have touched, the peens.
Sword?
Yeah.
They had a sword?
At some point. I mean,
it's inevitable when you're a kid, you sword, I think. Even if it's on accident.
But I think he repressed it.
I would.
Yeah.
If I touched swords with my cousin, it'd be kind of freaky and deaky.
Freaky deaky. Hey,
Yeah.
So. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't bring it up.
No. If you think you shouldn't, you should.
Well, I know we've been talking about it a little bit. Maybe it's time to switch formats.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to do it, but I think that we might be better off being cars, bars, and stars.
And what does that consist of?
Well, we talk about cars.
Oh, man.
And then which bars to go to meet ladies. I don't remember what the stars was all about.
I guess just for the rhyming?
I guess it was just for rhyming purposes.
So I could talk about, like, carburetors and V8.
Uh-huh.
the drink.
Yeah, right.
I don't really know much about that. Right, I know my car. I think cars have a carburetor.
No, not anymore.
They don't?
No.
No.
I mean, some of them do, but most are fuel injected.
What's that mean?
I'm not sure.
Don't they do that to meat? They inject it with fuel-injected prime rib or something.
Oh, that sounds delish.
Mm.
No, I don't think they do that to meat. Fuel injection, I think, is where the gas goes into the thing.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, yeah.
Oh, the octane.
Yeah, the octane juice flows freely from the carburetor or the fuel injector.
We could just read. You ever read Click and Clack in the paper? Where you just bite off their bit.
No, what's that?
I don't know. Car column. Whatever. Listen.
Yeah.
I'm down with the bar part, though. I'm always going out to the bar.
Yeah, well, you got to go to the bars and meet some ladies.
Tasty babies.
Stuff, and, you know, and the thing about me in the bars is that I always get drunk, and I'm like, you know how when you get drunk, you think you're, like, sexy and stuff?
Yeah,
and then you look at yourself in the mirror, and you're like, oh, god damn, that's a sexy mother right there. And you're not, really. You probably look the worst than you ever have. Look worse than you ever have.
Yeah.
The worst than you... Yeah. And, but then you, like, want to go hit on ladies, and they're like, dude, you're fucking drunk, gross, loser.
Yeah. The, when I'm drinking, and I have, like, a button-on shirt,
mm-hmm.
like, the amount of drinks I have is directly parallel to how many buttons I'm going to undo.
Nah, I know what you're saying. You know? That happened
like,
to me.
Like, 8 drinks in, I'm just... It's the... I got a vest
completely off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I know what you're saying. So. I've been there. 4th of July a few years ago, all of a sudden, the more drunk I got, and then everybody's like, dude, your gut's out. And I was like, I'm drunk. Then shut up. I thought I was looking sexy.
Yeah.
Because I had been working out for like 4 days at the time. So I was like, yeah, I lost like a half a pound. I'm looking pretty fucking svelte.
Oh, yeah, I don't see the problem.
And everybody was dogging me bad, man.
It's no good.
No, it wasn't any good. And I felt like a big fat loser afterwards. But I looked at the pictures afterwards, and I was a big fat gross loser. So posterity is good and bad. In that case, bad. So what do we got?
Well, I was thinking about a new segment we could kick around.
Let's hear it.
I know you like to give out advice.
I'm an advice master. I'm an advice guru.
You're man of the world?
Yeah.
of your basement? Anyway, it's like Dear Abby. Okay. We're going to call it like Dear BG. We'll play on words, sort of.
Right. Two kinda. Syllables. Yeah. It's just a two-syllable thing. I'm into it.
There's a Y in there somewhere.
Okay.
No, there's not.
So, BG. It sounds like it is, though.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Why? No.
So,
okay.
What we're going to do is we're going to rip questions directly from Dear Abby's website.
Nice.
So, do something about it there, Abs.
Yeah, Abby, isn't she dead?
I think so. I think it's your daughter now.
Is her name Abby?
No.
But it's. See, that's not cool.
She's trying to make money off your dead mother's name. Like, do something of your own.
What a bitch.
Anyway, let me kick this real quick.
Okay.
Dear Abby. Dear BG.
Yes.
My mother-in-law, Kay, who's in her 50s, nice. Dresses like she's in her teens.
That's sexy.
Don't get me wrong. She looks great.
I would do something to her butt.
So, anyway, Kay wears spaghetti... What? Kay wears spaghetti strap shirts and short skirts in summer and bikinis to sunbathe. I understand she wants to show off her body.
Uh-huh.
But is there a way to direct her to more age-appropriate clothing?
Nah, don't be...
Am I in the wrong here?
Don't be stifling your mother-in-law's sexuality. She's a hot beast, and you guys need to get the three-way on with me, and, you'll be happy. You won't even think about it. You're just jealous. And get over it, baby. I would kiss both of you on the buns.
On the
buns,
hey.
You know? And you'd be into it. So just chill.
That's
the kind of advice you get over here.
What's prim and proper in Oklahoma, those crazy Okies. But if you got an advice question,
yeah,
send it over our way. What's that address?
Hi, Brower@yahoo.com.
We don't want to keep ripping things from Dear Abby because she's the worst. But
and just because we're on Yahoo doesn't mean we're not legit, okay?
No.
We're too legit to quit. Hi. And send it over. We'd like to hear.
Absolutely.
And we won't use your name. That's our guarantee. Highbrow.wordpress.com. TG.
Sweet you.
I said TG. TJ, thanks for being here. BG, thanks for being here. Yeah, that's me. Sweet you. Highbrow Nation. Power Hour. Oh, shit, I heard a thing.
Yeah,
that was cool.
It's only in the morning.
Oh, only in the morning.
Power Pat, Sweet You Nation, unite.
And thanks for listening. I'll see you next week. And TJ will see you next week.
All right,
and
man.
We thank the Beaver for being here.
Beavening.
And I'll play a thing. You can barely hear it, but he was here. He loved it. And he will be our correspondent. Thank you. And good night.
Thank you.